Tech leaders are sounding off in a big way at the U.S. Trade Rep's office today, testifying against a new French tax that they claim unfairly targets them. Hillary Vaughn is standing by outside the trade office. Hillary, you're right in the middle of everything. We're dying to know because we're thinking about retaliation. What besides wine, I'm wondering, might they retaliate against for the French?
That's really up in the air. The commenting period ends a week from today, and that's when you could really see the U.S. roll out retaliatory action, whatever that looks like. We don't know yet. But what we did hear today was U.S. firms tell the U.S. trade representative that not only could this tax be passed down to users in France, but it also could have larger implications for the industry. Google's Nicholas Bramble saying this in his testimony today, quote, "This is a concern for international trade and the wider economy if countries follow the DST model and select specific sectors and groups of foreign companies for targeted tax policies. This new tax means that more data will have to be collected on users specific to their location and their actions online, which could raise more questions about privacy and if the government would then have access to that information through an audit. Amazon's Peter Hiltz testified that they have not been collecting the data that they would need to figure out how much they would actually owe France through this DST tax or how much revenue they our French users bring the company as a whole. Facebook says that the tax requires a, quote, massive re-engineering effort at the company to track and then filter revenue by a user's geolocation or their IP address.
This is a discriminatory retroactive tax that's been gerrymandered to specifically single out successful U.S. technology services that are very popular in the French marketplace. The objective is for French authorities to increase their tax base at the expense of U.S. firms.
So U.S. tech companies like Facebook, Google, and Amazon have to make their first payment to France in November. But what's up in the air here is they don't have the system they need to calculate how much money they owe France. And a lot of the data they need to figure that out also may not exist.